You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
When the Lord Jesus came, and sin is just a waste of time, and evilness just blows my mind. I tell you, and everyone will know.
Adoration is defined as an intense admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in our reverence and worship of Him. Our broadcast is dedicated to exploring the many ways we show our adoration in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, praise, worship, dance, song, missions, outreach, and Bible study. In adoration, we come before our Lord to have frank and compelling conversation with believers who embody the act of uncompromising appreciation for how the Lord provides for us, and to reverence the very essence of who He is. We invite our listeners to sojourn with us to the throne of grace each month and continue to draw nigh to our Savior in love through our adoration.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Adoration. I'm your host, Evangelist Mac, and I want to tell you all in advance that I am so excited tonight because I have someone online with us who is going to really bless you. And so I want to take care of a little house business. And then I want to tell a little story, and then I'm going to bring on our guest for the evening, Sister Yvonne Jones Limbo. So as far as the business of the house is concerned, I was encouraged by the founder of When Christians Speak Talk Radio to talk about some of the things that I have on my plate so far. And so what I wanted to do tonight is to tell you all to be in prayer for me and for others who are making up a mission team to go to Guatemala in June. And we've been preparing for this trip for quite a while, and we are starting to see everything come to fruition. And so it's an exciting time through the nonprofit that I'm honored to be co-founder and president of, which is Thirst No More Corporation. So I'm going to give you our website, and if you want to find out more about how you can be a part of this mission experience and to find out more about us, you just simply need to go to www.thirstnomorecorp.com. www.thirstnomore.org. Again, that's www.thirstnomorecorp.org, and you can reach us via the contact tab. So tonight, let me just go ahead, and I'm going to take care of the formalities first, and I'm going to read a few things about our special guest. And, you know, before we even came online for the broadcast, we were just talking privately and hoping that we can both contain ourselves enough that we can actually have a relevant conversation tonight, because both of us are just very excited to have the opportunity to speak with each other again. But let me tell you a little bit about Yvonne. First of all, Yvonne has been gifted by the Lord for intercessory prayer, and she is also awesome in the ministry of the word through singing and writing and preaching and teaching. She has served God's people through music ministry, congregational care, and ministry to women, children, and youth. Yvonne has witnessed the gospel of Jesus Christ on college campuses and street corners and in prisons, hospitals, and nursing homes. She has reached out to the homeless and families in need and ministered to immigrants and refugees. She has served with the worldwide evangelism teams in the Caribbean, Europe, and Africa. And she has taken the lead in mobilizing African Americans for missions through ministries such as African American Mission Summit, the Global Roundtable, and one that means quite a bit to me called Meet Me in Africa. Yvonne has also served on the executive team of Catalyst for Change Church of Philadelphia. And in 2012, Yvonne was consecrated as an evangelist missionary with the Church of God in Christ, the denomination of her heritage. In 2013, Yvonne received the Master of Divinity with honors from the Lutheran Theological Seminary at Philadelphia. She has been affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America since 2006 and presently serves as regional gift planner for Eastern Pennsylvania with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Foundation. So what you have heard is her bio, but now what I want to do is to share my own story, because we're going to really make this personal. So here's the story of how I experienced Yvonne. It started with a phone call in 2006 from a young lady by the name of Brenda Clay. And Brenda Clay called me in 2006, I believe, in the month of November, and was excited because she had an opportunity to go to Angola, and she called me to find out if I wanted to go to Angola too. Well, suffice to say, of course I wanted to go to Angola. In fact, I would have gone anywhere in the world because I knew that that's where the call of my life was. So what happened a little bit after that phone call is a young lady out of the Philadelphia area that was going to drive all the way to Maryland, where we were, and was going to give us a presentation. And this young lady, our own Yvonne Jones Limbo, came down to Maryland, and let me tell you, beloved, that once I had a taste of the Yvonne experience, there was no way that I wasn't going on that trip. So to suffice it all, she came in and she had a PowerPoint presentation, and she gave us all the logistical information and everything, and I was excited and I was first thing ready to just, I would have packed my bag that night and would have gone anywhere in the world because of the passion and the love that she has towards her Lord and also towards the mission field. But what she did after her presentation was what sold me, and that was she put on a CD of a song that she had written. The song simply is called We Worship, We Love, We Go. And when I heard her, she didn't just play a CD, my beloved. She put on the soundtrack for the song, and in the family room of Brenda Clay's house in Maryland, she ministered that song, and I was through. That's how I've experienced our special guest tonight. And without further ado, please welcome Sister Yvonne Jones Limbo. Hey, Yvonne.
Hey, Minister Mac. Thank you so much for bringing back such wonderful memories with that story about how we met and went on our Meet Me in Africa journey.
Yes, amen. And I want to tell you, and I want my audience to understand that we've titled this whole program Adoration because everything that we do for the Lord is to ultimately show our adoration towards Him. And when I witnessed what you were doing in that family room, it was like you were in another place, in another zone, in another time, and I'm telling you, I was right there with you.
Wow. You know, I could feel that. I still remember that encounter, and I don't remember everyone else who was in the room, but I knew that God was doing something special in your heart as I was ministering that song. And, I mean, you could just feel it. It's like God just kind of came and special delivery call to you, and he just happened to use me as the mailman or the mail person to deliver his call to you. You could see
Amen.
It and feel it, you know, in that moment.
Amen. It was certainly, it wasn't regular mail. It was overnight special delivery. That's how I experienced it. And quite frankly, everything since that point has made me just admire, respect you so much more. So we could just talk about just that particular period of time. But I want to break this up into a few little sections. So we'll definitely talk about the different type of ministries that you've either been involved with or are involved with presently. But I think many times what people want to know is the person behind that ministry. And so I'm going to ask you in any way that you feel comfortable just to give us your story from the beginning, whatever that means to you, and just take us through and to help us understand what it took and what life experiences that you had to go through in order to become the powerful servant of God that you are today.
Well, you know, I'm 53 years old, so if I were to go back and tell the whole story, we'd have to have like a mini series. But but the story that I really want to tell, though, is on my heart after you sharing your story, is the story behind that song, We Worship, We Love, We Go. And I think in telling that story, we'll bring out some of the things that you would like me to share about my life experience.
Okay.
So in 1999, I moved back to Philadelphia, my birthplace, from down south, and was basically kind of looking for employment. And God led me to a Bible church over in Northeast Philadelphia. It was called Cedar Grove Church. And the pastor at the time, he said, okay, there's these job announcements on the bulletin board out in the lobby, and you can, you're looking for a job, you can check the board. So I was, so I did. And, you know, as God has things in our life that may seem haphazard, but God always has a plan for our life. My favorite scripture, one of my favorites, is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. And even when we don't have our plan all lined up and we're kind of looking for the next move, the next step, God's master plan is always in effect over our life. And he's always creating these divine appointments and placing us strategically right in the pathway of what he has planned for us. And so right there at that bulletin board in that church, in 1999, was a divine appointment, and there was a job posting up there that they were looking for someone to help out in the home office of a local mission agency called Crossworld is the recent name of that agency. And as it turned out, their home office was like 5 minutes away from where I was living. And so I went over there the next day and, you know, had my little resume. And long story short, I was hired. And that employment assignment was a divine assignment from God. It was such a life-changing experience and opportunity to serve in ministry in cross-cultural and international missions. And I learned so much. I was with Crossworld nearly 10 years. Serving on home staff as well as recruiting people to serve in missions and then going on the mission field myself. And one of the things that was a life-changing experience during my time at Crossworld, I think it must have been like 2004, 5, somewhere in there, my spirit was really restless. And you know, my core identity in Christ is a worshiper. I mean, that's where I feel at most at home, is just worshiping the Lord, whether it's in the shower or in the bedroom or whatever. I just worshiping the Lord. And so I was just really feeling dry and restless and really wanting to just engage with the Lord closer in worship. And so I know you can relate to that. From one worshiper to another. Sometimes you just, in Song of Solomon, it says, come away, my beloved. And sometimes you just have to get away, shut everything else out, and just draw close to the Lord. And there's things that God has to impart to us as part of his plan for us that you won't get it just in your normal daily walk with the Lord, but you need some extended time to just soak deeper, and that God can really open your spirit to receive more of what he wants to impart. And so there is this awesome ministry called the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And they were inspired to begin a nonstop intercessory prayer ministry. And at the time, I think it had been going on for like 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, and it's gone on continuous intercessory prayer and worship round the clock 24/7. And they modeled it after the way that David arranged the cycles of worship in the temple with the Levites. And so they literally have different shifts of worshipers who come and serve 24/7. And leading God's people in worship, in prayer, in intercession. And so I went up in there. And then they have people do pilgrimages up there. They have places where you can stay. And it's an awesome experience. I would commend it to anyone who's trying to have a deeper encounter with the Lord. So I think I spent 3 days there. And really, like, 3 days and nights, like, I don't even think I slept. I just basked in the presence of the Lord and just soaked and soaked in God's presence. And that soaking experience is not so much talking to God, but it's just being saturated with the presence of God through worship. And as I sat there soaking in God's presence for those 3 days and just in that kind of glory cloud of God, I told the story when I would introduce the song that when I came back from that time with the Lord, I was basically pregnant with that song. God had deposited that song in my spirit. And when I came back, I sat down at the piano and this song just started to flow out of me. And it was as if there was a place within me that had been locked. Because I wrote songs from a young girl, different kinds. Sometimes I wrote romantic love songs. And then when I really committed to Christ, I started to write worship songs and inspirational songs. But for a number of years into my adult life, I really wasn't writing songs on any regular basis because life was just life. But God unlocked that creative space inside of me through that 3-day soaking experience at the International House of Prayer and deposited that song and caused me to conceive that song in my spiritual womb by the power of the Holy Spirit and came forth out of me. I knew that it wasn't just a song. It was like a prophetic song. And that's one of the things that IHOP is known for. IHOP is the short name for International House of Prayer. That's one thing that they're known for is prophetic song. And because that's the sort of anointing that rests over that ministry, when you're under that cloud or under that ministry, you know, it unlocks that prophetic worship witness that's within you. And that's what happened. And God has done so much through that song. There was one of my colleagues at the mission, Rick Buttermeyer, and I came back to Crossroad. I said, Rick, I have to play this song for you that God gave me. And we went over to the big house where the piano was, and I started playing. And I mean, he just started weeping, and we just had such an amazing worship experience just sitting at the piano playing that song. And Crossworld, the president at that time, Jim O'Neill, had set out over the whole mission the guiding theme: we worship, we love, we go. And he had been teaching on it in the weeks leading up to my time away at IHOP. And that teaching had kind of set the foundation. And it became, for a time, the theme song of the whole mission. And people have told me they've been healed from listening to that song. There's a woman who was, like, in a wheelchair bound. She put the song on loop and was playing it nonstop and got up and walked. I mean, it was just a song from the Lord, you know, and sometimes you just miss that. But I really believe, Max, that our whole lives, it's not just a saying, it's not just a song, but in Christ, it is the cycle of our life. We worship. We enter into the presence of God where there is life, where there is direction, where God's presence and God's plan and God's purpose and promises and power reside. And that's where whatever God has to release into the world, he imparts it into our spirit through worship. You know, the scripture says the husbandman that labors has to be the first partaker of this fruit. So when we're in worship, we're receiving from God that which in due season he intends for us to release to others. And so then in that worship encounter, because God is love, that love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit as we're encountering God in worship. And then true love, the love of God, it overflows into witness, into service, into sacrificial giving. And so then we are compelled to go because that love, Jesus said it. He said, I will be in you as a well of water springing up. And so, you know, you can't contain it. It springs up and it flows out. And I'm life-giving ministry. That's the cycle. And then as you pour out, that the life of God is pouring through, the life of God that you received in worship and that was kindled in your heart in love, when that's flowing out, it's the life of God that's flowing out. And it brings life to others. It brings healing to others. It brings deliverance and release to others because it came from the heart of God and the presence of God. And so, you know, we know the enemy imitates what God creates. The enemy has no creative power. And so many times today we'll see counterfeit kinds of ministry that just kind of imitate, you know, the ministry hallmarks that you put together a little formula that kind of looks like. But I'm telling you, there is no substitute and there is no imitation for the life of God that comes out of the heart of worship. You know, it's not how slick your ministry is and, you know, how glossy your business cards are and how well all of your marketing machine is. If that ministry has not started out in worship with the love and life of God flowing into you, then it does not have the capacity to give life. It just doesn't. And it kills you and it kills everybody else because the life of God, you start with the life of God. And so this has been my whole life experience really boils down to these cycles of worship and receiving from God and then pouring out what God has deposited into me. And then you have to go back again and just stir up that gift, you know, spring up a well in my soul and receive that next impartation for whatever that next move of God is that he wants to use me for.
Amen. Amen. You know, Yvonne, as you were sharing, and I need for our audience tonight to really understand what the effect of that song and your heart for the Lord, what it has birthed, because I'm telling you that without that mission, without that commission, that there would be no Thirst No More Corporation. There would be no affiliation with When Christians Speak Talk Radio and this program, Adoration. It just wouldn't have been because that was the beginning of the call on my own life. That, you know, I knew that I was supposed to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. I just didn't have the vehicle to get there.
I'm telling you, God is such a genius. He has a master plan. And we didn't even know each other. But God knew the plans that he had for you, and he knew the plans he had for me. And, I mean, God is that great connector. And I'm just honored that he would, Ananias was the name of the servant that went to Paul on the Damascus road and just, his assignment was lay hands on him that he'll receive his sight. And little did that humble servant know that he was laying hands on the man that's going to write two-thirds of the New Testament and bring all of the Gentile world into Christian faith. And that's how I feel, Mac, when I think about you and Paul and Jamila. And what God has done for your life in ministry. I just feel like I was just the little servant. I had that little assignment. Go sing that song for Max. You know, and I'm like, wow. And Gloria Sharp is another Meet Me in Africa alum, and she has also started a ministry. Her ministry is called Shoeless Fellowship, and she has built nearly a dozen wells throughout South Africa, Southern Africa, with Zimbabwe. Okay. And another one, and I think that was her first mission trip. And I tell you, I just look in amazement,
yes,
Mac, at what God has done through your life just from,
yes,
this little servant just doing that particular assignment at that time. Who knew?
Yes, who knew? And let me share this with you. And see, again, our audience has to understand how big our God is and what he can do just if you avail yourself. If you're the one that just says, here am I, Lord, send me. And,
yeah,
and because of that one trip in 2007, and
yeah,
just so my audience understands that what was initially supposed to be a trip to Angola turned out to be a trip to Congo. And even that was by divine appointment of the Lord.
That's when Jamila got together.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, even from that union, a marriage was birthed because of that reconnection.
When I see their children, I'm like, wow.
Yes.
I mean, wow.
Yes. But what I want to share with you is that what you probably don't even know is that because of that, we at Thirst No More Corp have extended our work in the Congo. So we've been part of a school renovation in a village called Mbalu. We have brought toys to the city of Kinshasa, like a toy drive. We have brought in computers for the training of teachers in the school, and that work continues on. But another thing that you don't know is because of these connections, especially in the continent of Africa, we made connections with other African organizations. One that comes to mind is one called Africa Needs You. And
yeah,
because of that connection, that we were able to be a financial blessing for a borehole project in Malawi.
Yes. Oh,
so if you had not come into that family room and if you had not witnessed that song, if there had been any change in anything that you were supposed to do and maybe thought that maybe I shouldn't do that or were afraid to do it, you have to understand, and our audience has to understand, that because of that, I mean, we're almost 9 or 10 years later.
That's
and
right.
The fruit
is still going on.
It's still,
yes,
going on.
Yes.
Amen.
It's because
well,
you
look,
said in John 15, you'll bring forth fruit and your fruit will remain. I mean,
yes,
that's nothing but Jesus.
Nothing but Jesus. And you hear, I'm getting a little excited. So,
me too.
I know. I might go into preacher mode if we keep on in this direction. But what we're going
to
do,
I want to be encouraged too, because sometimes God will ask us to do something that seems like such a small and insignificant thing. And we feel like, you know, what difference is that going to make? Or he might ask us to do something that stretches us a little out of our comfort zone. Like, I'm not going to be really good at that. But I'm telling you, God sees, you know, deeper and farther than we can see or appreciate what he's going to do with that little thing that he's asked us to do. And one of my colleagues from college, Bishop Mark Moore, he said it this way, and this thing really stuck with me. He said, okay, we could count how many seeds are in a watermelon, but only God knows how many watermelons are in a seed. Woo! And isn't that like powerful?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that these little assignments that God gives to us and entrusts us with, they are seeds. And we don't know all of the kingdom life and purpose that's inside the seed of that little act that he asked us to do. I mean, in that one little seed, just like you said, there was Paul and Jamila and their children, and really whatever their children do, and that's just one little part of that seed. Then there's Thirst No More Corporation and all of the connections and lives that you've changed in the continent of Africa and around the world, and whatever God is now doing with those lives that you've touched. I mean, all of that was in that one little seed.
Yes. Yes.
I want people to be encouraged. You don't know what God is going to do with that little thing that he asked you to do.
My God. My God. Yvonne, we've got to take a station identification break to do an announcement, but when we come back, we'll continue on. So with that said, we'll be back, everybody.
We invite you to join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. The first Mondays of every month, join Apostle Shirley Jones for Lifeline at 7 p.m. And on every third Monday of the month, join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday of the month, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Welcome back to Adoration. This is Evangelist Mac, and we are with Sister Yvonne Jones Limbo tonight. I want to also give a shout out to the man behind the scenes who's making sure that this program is working properly, and our founder of When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Reverend Ray Rose. A man who is a major inspiration for me, and it seems like, you know, we've known each other forever, although we've really only known each other for a little while, but already the impact that he's had in my life has been tremendous. So I want to also just acknowledge all those who are in the chat room this evening. I know that you are being blessed by Yvonne. Again, you know, when we were capping off the first segment, I'm honestly was ready to go into exhortation preach mode.
Right. Go ahead. You can go for it.
Amen. Amen. But for those who are listening, this is a major reconnection for both of us, because sometimes you get so busy out there doing different things from a ministry perspective that you kind of lose touch. So this is really the first audible conversation that we've had in quite some time.
Years.
Yes, and now I know that I need to have these conversations more often, because what it does, you know how in Scripture, in Psalm 51, it just says, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation."
Yeah.
When I connect with people who have been an integral part of my ministry and even my personal experience, then it's just like going back to when we first began and just remembering the excitement and the joy. I remember getting off the plane in Kinshasa and just looking up into the sky, and I felt God. I just felt him, and I knew my life would never be the same again. And I have to say this, Yvonne, that I know I'm just repeating myself over and over again, but I am so glad that you fulfilled your assignment, so it would help me to realize mine.
Yes. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness. So let's take a little shift in our conversation, because you are more than just a psalmist and a musician and a missionary. There are a lot of facets that make up your ministry. And I just want you, wherever the Lord has you to share, just share some of the other things that, you know, the Lord has blessed you with and has entrusted you with.
So let me share what the Lord kind of put on my heart on this half of the program. I want to share about the years since Meet Me in Africa, and I really feel this is important for many of those who are listening out there, that our walk with God is not just peak experiences. There are also valleys that God takes us through. David wrote about it in the 23rd Psalm. He said, "Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." And so what David is letting us know is that even in walking in fellowship with God, yes, we will walk through some valleys and
Amen.
Dark valleys. I mean, valleys that you may feel that you're going to die in. But David then reassures us, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." So after the great outpouring of Meet Me in Africa and all of those mountaintop experiences, Minister Mack, I went into one of the deepest and darkest valleys of my Christian experience.
Okay.
And I've been in some deep, dark valleys before, but this is an exceptionally deep and dark valley. On one very practical front, I was completely exhausted. And so one of the things that I realized from Meet Me in Africa is that I learned from that is the need to maintain life balance in ministry. And for all of that great outpouring, God knows, I was unbalanced in ministry during Meet Me in Africa. And I just feel compelled to put this out there because there are so many tragic headline stories that we read about prominent people in ministry who have gone forth in ministry in an unbalanced way and has brought tragedy to their lives or to their families, to their health. Some have even lost their lives because of an unbalanced approach to ministry. And so I had worn myself out. I was totally burnt out. I had worn out all of my financial resources, which is another kind of untold ministry story that many people launch out full-time, you know, perhaps prematurely or ill-advisedly without the right people advising them, and you can stretch yourself out and bring financial ruin on yourself. And that's not God's will either. So all of these things are happening at the same time. And so the grace of God worked in my life through the invitation of a Lutheran pastor, Pastor Paul Beck, and he invited me and my husband at the time to enroll in seminary. And he said, I think that would be a healthy move for you to take this time of training and to consider serving with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, because there would be a support system around you as opposed to just throwing yourself out there independently.
Okay.
And so these are life lessons that we learned. And so I took his advice, and it was such a life-changing experience. First of all, it was a time to exhale and heal and regain strength and recover from that kind of burnout experience. And then it was a time to deepen my faith. So I talked earlier about the great deepening experience of worship, but there's also a deepening experience of study and taking time, extended time, to go deeper in our study and our understanding of the scriptures and of how God works in the world. And I think you mentioned that even in the introduction to adoration, that adoration is expressed even in Bible study.
That's right.
And so those years in seminary, they were times of reflection and study and deepening my roots or in God. My life scripture is Isaiah 54th chapter, and one of the verses there, it says, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. And so, you know, lengthening cords is like reaching out in mission and networking and reaching out into the world. But the strengthen your stakes part is going deeper in study and getting deeper roots and grip on the scriptures and on Christ. And that gives a stabilizing influence that helps us to endure for a lifetime walk with Christ, not just a quick flash in the pan. And so coming out of that, God has really resurrected me and given me a special sensitivity in ministry to people who've experienced brokenness. And I think it's very important, you know, when Jesus initiated his ministry, in Luke 4, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to bind up those who are brokenhearted and to preach liberty to the oppressed. So Jesus is focusing his ministry intentionally on people who are weak and broken and on the underdogs of life. That's where he's putting his focus. That's who he wants the good news to come to. And so when we come to know Christ in the fellowship of his suffering, it makes us more sensitive and more effective in our ministry to others who are suffering, who are broken, who are going through, you know, times of stretching and trying in their lives. And I really feel this is so important, that God is not just like the supersize me mega, you know, ultra God, the bigger, better God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, part of us, the American way, the American bravado, but
yes.
God is the God of the broken. You know, he told Jeremiah, I was down at the potter's house. And that vessel was marred. It was wounded, but in the master's hands. And he kept working with that vessel to make it what he wanted it to be. And I just want to put out there in the blogosphere and in the airwaves that God's hand is on your life, even and especially in the broken places of your life. And even and especially when you're going through that deep, dark valley of the shadow of death, that you will not die in that valley. It's just like when Jesus was in the tomb. That was not his final resting place. It was a place of transition and transformation. And the way we experience resurrection power is by going through that kind of death experience. You know, those down places is where we experience the power of God that raises us up.
My God, my God. You know, Yvonne, you just don't know how you just touched me with what you just shared, because I personally am coming out of what has been a five-year period of not being in the pulpit, not being so mm-hmm. out front from a ministry point of view, because I realized that there needed to be a regeneration.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I could be frank with you, I had to empty out what I had been taught, because there were many fallacies in the things that I've been taught about Scripture. And I had to just go to the master, and I call it my Midian experience. I just had to go to God directly. What are you really sharing, God? I mean, what are you really saying? Teach me what you are really saying in your word, because it's not what I've been taught. And
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, through avenues like this broadcast and some other things that I've been doing recently, this is really, for me, my coming out party again, but as a new creation. You know, so,
correct.
Mm-hmm. When you said that, you just don't know how you touched my heart, because when I read the word now, I read it in such a different and more profound way, and Jesus Christ is exposed, whether we're talking about Genesis, whether we're talking about Zephaniah, whether we're talking about 1 Timothy or Revelation.
Yeah.
I am feeling and experiencing Jesus Christ
in
a way that I never experienced him when I was going through formal ministerial training.
Yes.
So.
Yes. It's so true. I mean, thank God for the teaching we receive, because, you know, God gives us what we can handle at the time. But
yes.
It's a deeper walk, and sometimes God takes us to that deeper place by taking us down. Letting us go down, you know, so that he can raise us up and show us some things that you can only learn on the backside of the mountain. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's so interesting how our lives have paralleled in similar fashion. And but in everything, you know, I give thanks because I couldn't enjoy the experience that I'm having in this present day if, like you said, if I wasn't in that valley, knowing that his rod and his staff was there to comfort me.
You know,
and so everything, there are no coincidences, there are no happenstance, there's no luck, it's none of that. God has a divine order, a divine plan. And I'm telling you, it's like he took the fabric of your life and the fabric of my life and some of the others who we commonly know, and he just knit together this whole tapestry of perfection.
Yes, he has done it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yvonne, now you know what has happened, right? We have...
talked up the time.
Yes.
The podcast is going to go off and we'll still be talking.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But I want to thank you so much for being transparent, for opening your heart. if it's all right with you, this won't be the last time that you will be a guest on this program, because I think there's much more to say.
That's right.
Yes. And, you know, both of us can actually say a lot more things, can't we?
Yes, we can. The house has not been cold.
But I would be amiss if, with the remaining 5 or so minutes that we have left, again, this is just another extension of ministry. Some people would just see it as talk radio, but I look at it as a platform that God can speak to those who we can't even see, or maybe we'll never know. But from what I've been told, this broadcast has the potential to reach 137 countries around the globe. And I know personally, because of some of the acknowledgments that I received prior to our broadcast tonight, that you have a lot of friends that committed to listening to this broadcast. So I'm praying that your connections were blessed by the things that we were able to share. But I want to give you, in the remaining minutes that we have, this is still a ministry where we don't know the state of the listener in the blogosphere or the airwaves. And this is an opportunity to share Christ in any way that you so choose, because we want to make sure that the call to salvation, the call to healing, the call to reconciliation, to redemption, that that call is made, because if it's not, then we have not fulfilled the total adoration that this program is really meant to do.
Amen.
So, I want to give you the last words, and there's about 3 minutes left, in any way that you would like to close us out.
Well, I'm going to close out, and I want to invite everyone to just kind of set your hearts and minds, center them on Jesus. And I'm just going to share a portion of the song we've been talking about, We Worship, We Love, We Go. And let this song be your prayer, and may the spirit that inspired this song reach out to you and touch and heal your life in whatever place that you need Christ to make a difference the most. Amen. Accessing difficulties. So the lyrics of the song, as I'm pulling it up, they say, we worship, we love, we go, carrying the cross to the world with uplifted hands and outstretched arms. We worship, we love, we go.
As we journey on, the cross and the blood. We worship, we love, we go carrying the cross to the world. Without belief in hand and outstretched arms, we worship, we love, and we go. We worship, we love, and we go.
Amen, and God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen. God bless you, Yvonne. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, God bless you. God keep you in his perfect peace. Amen.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com, and Live 365 with 24/7 gospel music. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
We invite you to join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. The first Mondays of every month, join Apostle Shirley Jones for Lifeline at 7 p.m. And on every third Monday of the month, join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday of the month, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
What to say, but
Adoration is defined as an intense admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in our reverence and worship of Him. Our broadcast is dedicated to exploring the many ways we show our adoration in prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, praise, worship, dance, song, missions, outreach, and Bible study. In adoration, we come before our Lord to have frank and compelling conversation with believers who embody the act of uncompromising appreciation for how the Lord provides for us, and to reverence the very essence of who He is. We invite our listeners to sojourn with us to the throne of grace each month and continue to draw nigh to our Savior in love through our adoration.
I renew with a brand new mind, conform.